Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I am asking you, what did you break as soon as you got it? It's after a guy got a brand new Ferrari, and 3 kilometres from the dealership, he crashed it, and it was a write-off. I got a text through from Marissa. She brought a new watch and broke it straight away. She said she was being clumsy. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Another text from a texter, 779. Not quite broke, but I got a new tablet, and within a week I forgot my passcode, and from then on I couldn't use it. Oh, no. I wonder if there's a way that you'd probably have to take it into the store and get a factory reset, maybe. I don't know. That's heartbreaking too. I remember there was a garage sale a couple of years ago at one of the houses down the street from me. So I took my kids along, had a look around. I said to the girls they could both pick one thing, and they both picked a snow globe. But within minutes of getting home, one of my daughters smashed it, and she was absolutely devastated. But thankfully, we went back and there was another snow globe available. And Talana joins me now. Hello, Talana.
Hey, Beck.
You were telling me.
Yeah.
About not one.
Yeah, twice.
What happened?
It hits home. It makes me sad. All I want to say is I love my parents a lot. But I think they might be conspiring with one another when I was younger, because I remember for Christmas one time, mom and dad bought me this yo-yo. You know, the yo-yo, the old-fashioned, you know, ones. Yep. And this particular one had, like, as you yo-yoed it down, it had a little jingle it played.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
a musical
so cool.
yo-yo.
A musical yo-yo. So cool. And obviously, dad was like, oh, you got a yo-yo. That's so cool. I'm like, dad, you gave me the yo-yo. But that's like, that's
dad's
fine.
Dad's half the time yeah. don't know what
mum's bought
you.
Anyway, so dad's like, oh, can I have a go? I'm like, yeah, sure. So he takes it. I think I did it once and then gave it to him to try, and he dropped it. Like, as it went down, he smashed it on the floor, and it stopped. The jingle stopped, and it didn't jingle anymore.
Dad.
I'm like, Dad, thanks. So that's one Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is the following Christmas or a couple of Christmases later, but we were having, like, Christmas dinner at my grandparents and had a massive table, you know, beautifully decorated candles, you know, just like a whole, like, decked out. And Mum and I were sitting across from one another. And before we went for dinner, we did all the Christmas gifts, you know, with all the family. And Mum gave me, like, a backgammon set. You know, the old backgammon.
Awesome.
Yeah, I haven't played that in ages. Anyway, but it was, like, covered in fake leather. But a bit of leather. But it looked like the real deal, right? And it had, like, a little suitcase. It was, like, in a little suitcase. And then I was sitting across from Mum. And as a kid, you know how you hold on to your gifts. She's like, oh, Talana, can I have a look at your gift? I'm like, yeah, sure. So she took it. And as she took it, she held it over a flame.
No!
And the pleather completely melted off.
No, why are your parents ruining your Christmas gifts?
Those are the only two that I can remember. So.
Oh, hopefully that's all it was.
Yes.
Hey, let us know, what did you break as soon as you got it? Billy texted through, hi Beck, my next door neighbour bought a crystal mirror. She paid $1,500 and 4 hours after putting it up, she dropped it and it smashed. Oh, could you imagine? You would be heartbroken. She did go and buy another one the next day, though, so not too bad. Alrighty, Jenny's given us a call. Jenny, what did you break as soon as you bought it?
Well, I went to a certain shop to get a princess cake that I'd ordered. Just picked it up. About to go to the car park and go trip.
Oh, no, Jenny! Whose birthday was it?
A good friend.
Oh,
and
no.
It went everywhere.
Did you have time to get another one?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What did she say?
I baked her something instead.
Oh, you baked her something?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. See, baked goods always win. Thanks for your call, Jenny.
Bye.
Blair texted through, my dad bought me a new car for my 18th birthday and I crashed it the same day. Oh, Blair, I hope you had insurance. I've got Katie on the phone. Katie, what happened?
Okay, so back in December, I just had my ankle out of plaster cast after 8 weeks. Within 3 hours, I re-broke the same ankle and ended up back in plaster. And then...
Katie, what did you do?
Well, I took the six-year-old rock climbing.
Straight from a freshly released ankle.
Yep.
Do you know, it's funny you say that, because when I was younger, I broke my arm. As soon as I got it out of the sling, went to gymnastics, fell on it, and broke it again straight away.
Yeah, I didn't learn my lesson, though, so that's okay.
Oh, no. Did you do it again after that?
Not straight away.
Katie, how many times have you broken your ankle now?
About six.
Six times! Katie, yeah. You need to be more careful.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so, and then 2 days later, I needed a new phone, so I went to buy a new phone, and being on crutches, I made the six-year-old carry it, and he dropped it while we were still in store and broke it.
Oh, no! Did they replace it?
No.
So you had to buy a whole new phone?
Yeah.
Oh, Katie, that seems like the worst luck. Hopefully it is on the way up. Thank you so much for calling. Leanne is on the line. Leanne, what did you break?
Oh, it was my daughter who broke it.
What happened?
So we had a laptop for her, which she broke the screen of. So we ended up having to go out and buy her a brand new one after the school had messaged us multiple times saying how she desperately needed a laptop. We picked it up on the Sunday, and on the Tuesday morning I received a call from the school saying that her screen had shattered and she'd closed something between her laptop keyboard and the screen.
Oh no, two screens, one after each other.
Yeah.
Did you have to get a new one after that?
Yeah, we've just had the screen replaced. So this one, we've just replaced the screen instead of the whole laptop, but still, it was still another lot of money that had to go out.
Oh, hopefully that this is the last time.
Well, it was only, she only got it back yesterday, so we'll see if it makes it through the holidays.
All right, good luck. Good luck, Leanne.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.